having fun wasn't hurting anyone, and we all enjoyed the weekend for a change. I was stranded in the combat zone. I walked to Bedford style alone, even rode my motorcycle in the rain. And you told me not to drive, but I made it home alive. So you said that only proves that I'm insane. You may be right, I may be crazy, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. Turn out the lights, don't try to save me. You may be wrong for all I know, but you may be right.
Well, by the way, Shine, Billy Joel's 10-year residency at Madison Square Garden ended with the last show last night. So he's been doing that for 10 years straight, however many shows he does every single year at Madison Square Garden.
The world's most famous arena.
Yes, Curtis, absolutely. Speaking as we were of Boston College, heads up for next week, Matt Ryan will join us Thursday at 8:20. And so we'll talk this NFL season with Matty Ice on Thursday's show. And I think Alex Smith is going to join us on Monday. Is that correct?
Yeah, tentatively scheduled Monday, 9 a.m. Okay. Just waiting to confirm everything.
Excellent.
And a quick note, it'll be interesting because those years were referred to as the Curtis years. Matt Ryan and I were on campus at the same time.
Oh, really? Oh,
and
I
so
see.
I'm interested to see if he's been okay with that, given that we were such huge stars simultaneously on the campus.
Yes, I remember, if I remember correctly, he would frequently knock your books out of your hands.
He would. One of the rare guys that actually went to class
when he encountered you on campus. You brought up the Bill O'Brien picture with his guys. Also, credit to Jason Tatum for the Sports Illustrated cover, which I believe if you're watching this show on Twitch or YouTube, then Mitch, the man in black, as I refer to our vice president of Twitch services, Twitch Mitch, has that for you. And good on Jason Tatum.
Very great Gatsby-esque.
Yeah.
And somebody's missing from the the MVP of the finals.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because I don't know if you saw what he said to Chris Mannix from Sports Illustrated, but his biggest regret with his time with the Celtics right now is how he handled the Jaylen Brown situation when trade talks were happening and his name kept being brought up.
I have
the quotes.
Yeah.
He said, "I've always told him that maybe I could have done a better job of voicing my feelings in the public eye. He always knew I wanted him here. I would always tell him, like, man, I don't get involved with any of those talks. I never went to Brad or went to any players like, yo, I want this guy in. I want this guy out of here. I show up and I want to do my job and play basketball. And looking back on in those moments, I didn't know how that could affect somebody because I was never in that situation. I feel like maybe I could have done a better job of publicly saying, no, we don't want anyone. We want JB. I just was always like, I want to stay out of it."
So interesting that he hasn't learned his lesson, given what's been going on this summer and Tatum hasn't said a peep.
Yeah, but don't you think he said this, though. So in my mind, this is kind of covering everything where he's saying, I don't want to be in those talks. I just want to play basketball. That's always what I want to do. So I stay out of it.
But he says he wishes he hadn't in hindsight.
He hadn't when it comes to trade talks.
Right.
But I think him saying this now, I think covers both.
Well, I mean, we don't know if this was an interview done right now. It could have been done right at the end of the season, candidly.
I don't think Chris Mannix comes out with it. I think if he said this right after the season, Chris Mannix comes out with it immediately.
But it's this specific issue. I mean, I'm not saying that you're right. I don't know. But either way, I feel like Jaylen Brown sees him on the cover and he's not talking at all about do you think Jaylen Brown feels like it's an omission?
So wait, you think Jaylen Brown thinks he should have been on the cover of Sports Illustrated?
Well, I think Jaylen Brown feels like Jason Tatum is in cahoots with Nike. He blames Nike for not being on the Olympic team. I don't think that's a... What are you laughing at? How is that crazy?
No, I mean, I understand that. I mean, I think there can be a rivalry there without it being an angry rivalry. Like, it can be a, you know, a positive rivalry between the two of them.
They want to make, they make each other better.
Yeah.
Through that rivalry. I also just think it's, we're going to look at everything these two do, and there are certain people, Curtis being one of them, that I think wants to see there be some type of issue between the two.
Well, you said that the season settled it, and then a week later you were like, uh-oh, it's not been settled.
What?
You said that the championship settled any debate, that they were, they're friends, I don't want to hear this.
Right.
And then we had the emojis, and you did a great job, and you said, you know.
No, I didn't say that this proved anything. I say him doing this is going to make people talk about it again.
No, I'm
so
saying,
I don't think there's been an issue with Jalen and Jason, and I don't think
there's
one
now. He's describing that there was one.
No, he's saying that he should have done a better job speaking out behind closed doors. He was saying to Jalen, "I want you here."
Right, and he's I'm sure that that was
so
something.
So that means that there's not an issue.
You,
it's kind of like
no. I want you to finish because
okay, this clearly was something that was an issue behind the scenes, because he says in hindsight he should have done more publicly to do what he was doing behind the scenes so that Jalen wasn't on his own when it came to the trade rumors.
Yeah, publicly, but behind closed doors they were having these conversations. I can feel a certain way about something I've done in the past that in regards to you, even if you and I don't have an issue. I can look back on something that I did or didn't do and say, man, I wish I handled that differently.
Yes.
Without it being an issue between two people.
Right, and I think the relationship that they have had has been constantly evolving. They're two guys. Jaylen Brown, we can go through all the quotes that he's had. We've already relitigated this 20 times. They are very different people.
Mm-hmm.
They are both players that would be the number one star in at least half the teams in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And everything they do is under a microscope because they are so different in how they conduct themselves. Nobody says they hate each other, but to say that there have been no issues, I agree with Cordy. I thought the championship was going to go a long way in smoothing over whatever issues may have come up. But it feels like this offseason has done nothing but light a fire to those issues.
Yeah. To put it in terms that you might understand, it's like when a certain person was shipped out of here and they wanted you to stand up for them.
Dale here.
Okay. That's what it's
that could have gone in many directions.
That's what that is. All right. Well, anyway, congrats to Jason Tatum.
Yes, and Jalen Brown.
And Jalen Brown. We will be right back.